AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate passes a bipartisan $4.6 billion aid bill to cover the cost of caring for migrant families and children who cross the border with Mexico. Congress is under increasing pressure to wrap up the legislation before the agencies run out of money and they go on their July 4th break. Senator Patrick Leahy voted in favor of the bill.
Like the rest of the country, I read in horror the reports from a border facility in Clinton, Texas, where the children were unbathed, where sickness was spreading, and where infants were being cared for by other young kids in custody, barely old enough to care for themselves. No child, no matter where they're from, deserve to live in such conditions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants changes to the Senate bill before she'll agree to support it in the House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller goes before Congress next month.
After his Russia report was released, Mueller said that was all he could say.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will be appearing before two committees. Once the report was released, President Trump said many times,
"No collusion, no obstruction."
Robert Mueller said,
"If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so."
Gerald Nadler is chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
President Trump has called the investigations in Congress presidential harassment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president tells Fox Business News that he doesn't want war with Iran, but if there is one, it won't last very long because the U.S. has military superiority. He adds that he was nice to Iran for not ordering strikes after Tehran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone. This is AP Radio News. 10 Democrats running for president take the stage tonight in Miami with another 10-member panel tomorrow night. Party pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren should have the advantage this evening.
She's the only one of the so-called major candidates that's going to be on the night one panel. And so she has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Bannon adds that just the size of both panels means many of the candidates will have to work hard just to get noticed.
They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short, and sweet, because if they don't, they're going to get lost in the clutter.
When it comes to women candidates, Warren will be joined by Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii this evening. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York and author Marianne Williamson will be on the stage tomorrow night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Think about it. When it comes to your own food, you can walk into a restaurant, see what's being made, and know exactly what you're getting. But with dog food, most brands keep that completely hidden. Just Food for Dogs does the opposite. They've built their entire brand around open kitchens. You can actually walk in and watch them prepare your dog's meals with real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas, cooked right there in front of you. No mystery, no behind the scenes you're not allowed to see. That kind of transparency is rare in the pet food world. And it's a big reason they've become the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food, earning trust from pet parents who want to feel confident in what they're feeding. When a brand is willing to show you exactly how your dog's food is made, it says a lot about the care, quality, and standards behind every meal they produce. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.